in this kingdom, the treasures of the kingdom are accessible by the key of knowledge.
Vision is a necessity for human survival. You are a deliberate creature of a God in heaven, and you were sent from the realm of eternity into the earth realm in order to fulfill a divine purpose. You are here on a mission.
Jesus died, resurrected to restore us back to the glory realm. Christianity is a call unto the glory life. Christianity is a call unto a life of glory and dominion. You have to be transformed into that version of you that is needed to fulfill your destiny. Through the process of spiritual metamorphosis, mental metamorphosis, the assignment is at the mercy of your personal growth and transformation.
Celebration time. I've told you. Harvest time is a time of joy and rejoicing. The Bible says, with joy shall you what? Draw waters from the well of salvation. Hallelujah. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 3. Give me in New Living Translation. Kiloboko shala bragadia. New Living Translation. He said, you will enlarge the nation of Israel and its people with rejoice. They will rejoice before you as people rejoice at what? Are you people sleeping? He said, they will rejoice before you as people rejoice at what? At harvest, and like warriors dividing the plunder or the spoil. When people are dividing the spoil after war, spoils of war, are they rejoicing or are they sorrowing? It's usually a time of what? Rejoicing. Give me an NIV, New International Version. Kiloboko sagadia. So you can see that harvest time is a time of great rejoicing, because you are being rewarded for all your labors, your effort, your sacrifices. Am I communicating? You see it being rewarded in your harvest. You see the result of all your input, and then you rejoice and you celebrate. He said, you have enlarged the nation. God has enlarged us. Can you shout amen?
Amen.
A little AGMite. How do you call a member of AGMI? AGMite. A little AGMite has been multiplied to become a thousand.
Amen.
And a small AGMite has become a strong nation.
Amen.
And the Lord himself is hastening to perform it in this year of supernatural harvest.
Amen.
Because this is the due time. You have enlarged, expanded us. We have become like a nation, and you have increased our joy. Can you shout amen? He said, they shall rejoice before you as people rejoice at the harvest. Yeah. As men rejoice when dividing the spoil. Come on, rejoice! I say rejoice in the Lord. Again, I say rejoice. Because it is harvest time o'clock. It is rejoicing time. Hallelujah. What time is it? Let me ask your neighbor, what time is it? And it is rejoicing time. Glory to God. I started a teaching series, Requirements for a Good Harvest, on Monday. We looked at part one on Monday. We looked at part two on Tuesday. And yesterday was what? Wednesday. We looked at Requirements for a Good Harvest, Bumper Harvest, Bountiful Harvest, part 3 yesterday. Today will be Requirements for a Good Harvest, part what? Part 4. Are you enjoying this series? See, this series, I pity those that are missing it. It's something, it's giving you a summary of the whole year, a panoramic view. Am I communicating? And this is not the type of message that you hear once. By the time we are done with this series, go back to the message, listen to it over and over and over again, and apply everything there. And your supernatural harvest cannot escape you. Can you shout amen?
Amen.
You take full delivery of that prophetic word. So in the part one, we looked at the fact that the journey to reaping a bumper bountiful harvest begins with what? Sowing a good quality seed. Mark 4 verse 26. Mark 4 26. And we said, depending on the kind of harvest you envision, you are expecting, you desire, you know the kind of seed to sow. So the type of seed, because we saw that there are different kinds of seed. So, depending on the harvest that you are expecting, that you desire, that you want, you will plant or sow that particular kind of seed. Because God can only multiply your seed sown and then increase the fruit of your righteousness. Mark 4:26. Media, are you sleeping? Glory to God. It says, so is the kingdom of God, as if a man should cast seed into the ground. Can you see that? It begins with getting a good quality seed. Then the number two requirement we saw was what? Good quality soil or ground where you what? Sow the seed. You can see the ground there. Okay? As if a man should cast seed into the ground. You sow it into the soil. Am I communicating? You look for good fertile soil. The soil can represent your heart. The soil can also represent the place where you sow. It can represent somebody's life. It can represent a ministry, just like this ministry. AGMI is a fertile soil. It's a loamy soil to sow your seed. Am I communicating? You know, you need to also qualify where you sow. Not every place is a good ground to sow. Am I communicating? Sow where the word and the spirit of God that is blessing and transforming your life, where it is being ministered to you, that is where you sow. Where you receive primarily your corn and wine, where you are receiving the word of God that is blessing and transforming your life, that you are seeing changes, tangible changes. Am I communicating? Transformation, testimonies. That's where you sow. Glory to God. Where God has planted you, where you are receiving the word in due season, the word of God is being ministered to you, the spirit of God, the anointing of the Holy Ghost is being ministered to you, that is transforming your life. That's the best place to sow your seed. Glory to God. Don't sow to the dead. Even tithing, you don't tithe and sow to the dead. A dead church or a dead ministry, no word, no spirit, your seed will die. Glory to God. The soil can also mean the life of a person. Hallelujah. For instance, you can sow into the life of Pastor Nenku. Loamy soil. Somebody say loamy soil. Come on, celebrate him. Today we were at his traditional wedding. Yes. And the bride is no other than our very own minister gifting, then our financial secretary. We are warming up for wedding, so start starching your agbada. For those of you with agbada, baba, just start preparing. When is it? When are we looking at? 22nd April. Is here, chop wedding rice. It will be the first wedding in AGMI. This is the venue of the wedding. Hallelujah. Our director of ministry operation, Pastor Nenkub, is getting married to our financial secretary. Tell your neighbor, now our wedding, Joe. Hallelujah. And by the way, Pastor Nenkub's birthday is 20. Coming, it's just here by the corner. Next week, Monday, 23rd, what?
January
23rd.
Alright.
So, surprise him. Get him a private jet. If you can't get private jet, calm down. If you can't give him private jet at this time, I know you will do in the future. Get him a car. If you can't get him a car, I know you will do later. Get him the one you can. Get his account number. Surprise him. Sow seed in 20 digits. Which one again? 9 digits. In 6 digits. Am I communicating? Sow seed. You understand? Sow into the grace and the anointing on his life. Bible, his life is a loamy soil. Somebody say loamy soil. Fertile ground to sow. Praise God. So, you sow the seed. Then, what else again? Number three, what was the third requirement we saw? You need a watering system. Yes, you need a watering system. And the water can come from, because without water is one of the primary requirement for germination, right? For crops, for seed planted to germinate and grow. Without water, they cannot grow. And we say the water can come from rain, it can come from well water, it can come from spring, rivers. You just need a watering system. Am I communicating? To provide moisture. And we say you water your seed by praying in tongues. The Holy Spirit releases the rain of the Spirit. Remember, last year was our year of what? The rain of the Spirit, right? God gave us the rain last year so that we will reap the harvest this year. You water your seed by praising God. He said, let the people praise you, O God, let the people praise you. Then the earth shall what? Yield and increase. So praising God, words of praise, thanksgiving, worship is a watering system. So after sowing your seed, you pray in tongues, you praise God, you worship God, and then you water your seed also by your faith-filled declaration. Your words, you declare words, declare God's word in faith, faith proclamation, prophetic words, prophetic decree. You know, sometimes you pray in tongues and then to a point you are so full of the Holy Ghost and prophetic words begin to well up in your spirit. Don't be quiet at that point. Don't brush it aside. Don't suppress those words. Let them out. At that point you are prophesying into your future. You are watering your seed. Am I communicating? You pray in tongues, you decree, release prophetic decrees. You declare the decree. Am I communicating? It's part of watering your seed. Then, yesterday, okay, give me 1 Corinthians 3, 6, still under watering your seed. I'm doing a recap, a summary, in case you are not around. But to get the details, go and join our Telegram channel. Get the messages for free. They are all on our Telegram channel. Paul said, 1 Corinthians 3, 6, I have planted, Apollos watered. You see? So after planting into the soil, fertile soil, loamy soil, the next thing is what? You need a watering system. Paul said, I did the planting. The church in Ephesus, he planted it, Apollos watered, and then God gave what? The increase, the harvest of increase, God gave it. So you do your part and allow God do his own part. It's a partnership. Glory to God. So you need a watering system after planting. The fourth requirement we saw yesterday, a system of weeding. You deal ruthlessly with the weeds, the thorns and the tares that can jeopardize your harvest, that those thorns that can choke your harvest. Am I communicating? You eliminate and eradicate the weeds. You need herbicide. Glory to God. A lot of you really enjoyed yesterday's teaching. Go and release it to it again. And those that missed it, let them go. Listen, any worker or leader that misses any session must go and release to all the messages. And they should repent in sackcloth and ashes. And change their ways and not miss again. Praise God. Glory to God. Today we'll look at the fifth requirement for a bumper harvest, bountiful harvest, good harvest. How many people want to enjoy good harvest this year? Glory to God. So listen carefully. The fifth requirement is you need a system of protection. In bracket, a system of security and safety. A system of protection, security and safety. You know, how many of you have farmed before? Or you are into farming business? You have farmed before or you are currently farming? Anyone? Let me see your hand. Me, I have farmed before, so let me lift up my hand. My dad loved to farm, and I farmed, planted different kind of crop: rice, maize, yam, cassava, guinea corn, egusi, alefo. Hi. I remember those days. I love to eat rice. Rice is my favorite food. My wife knows. Just be changing the style. They love rice today, fried rice tomorrow, this one, rice and stew. Just be changing the style. I can eat rice for 1 month straight and not get tired. My wife knows. Praise God. I love to eat rice, but I don't like the work in the rice farm. Chai! Those days, my father used to say, you like to eat rice, but you don't like to do the work. Of all the work in rice farm, the one I hate the most is the weeding of the rice. Chai! You have to be... You know, you will do hours and then you now check what you have done. One small thing like this. What? And I'm just like, you wonder, what have I been doing? Weeding rice farm is not funny. Praise God. So, you need a system. What's the fifth key? Safety and security, right? Those of you that farm or farmed, you know that there are some enemies of your crops planted that if you don't protect your farm against them, you don't protect those crops, they may finish your harvest. They will destroy your harvest. A system of protection. Protection from what? Insects, pests, predators, rodents, rat, evil rat. So you need pesticide, you need insecticide, you need rodenticide. You need to set trap. That's why farmers, you see them put scarecrow. What's the job of the scarecrow? To scare away predators. Including thieves. There are thieves that come to. So you see, you need a system of protection. Not just from insect and animal and all of, even from human beings. Human beings sometimes can be the predators. You come and steal, harvest your crop before you show up. What? I remember those days in the barrack. You know, there are some people that specialize in stealing people's harvest. After you suffer and everything, they will just come and harvest everything before you show up. So some farmers resorted to looking for solution. They will collect jars and put in the farm, charm. So that there was one they caught. He came to steal. After harvesting the maize, put it in the sack. And then he carried it on his head. He couldn't leave the farm. That was that. It became punishment. The charm that the farmer put held him there. African magic. As I held the thing like this until the farmer came and met him. That way, that was how he held the thing. They dealt with him. Am I communicating? So it's not enough to sow your seed and plant and do from number 1 to 4 requirement. You need a system of what? Protection. And of course, you know the real enemy that you should protect your crops and your harvest from is what? Demons. There are demons that destroy and devour people's harvest. After laboring all the input, effort, and sacrifice from sowing down to harvest, and then they just come and destroy. That's why I said one of the major requirements for a good harvest is what? You need a system of what? Protection. Protection from what? From what? From what? Devourers, destroyers in form of insect, pest, predators, thieves, etc. And we say all these in our context represent demonic activities. Demons. Okay. Let's enter Bible. Let's enter scripture now. Give me, let's see, Judges chapter 6, verse 1. We'll read down to verse 6. Judges chapter 1 to verse 6. Please, HODs, head of department, please, and leaders, please, let's mobilize all our workers. Apart from the people you are inviting for this Sunday, we are hosting our father for the first time, Reverend Dunka Gomwok. Now listen, it's going to be massive. Kai, things will drop on Sunday. We will never remain the same, oh, never. Kai, is an evening of prophetic impartation and fatherly blessings. Fatherly blessings must drop. I want you to come hungry, spiritual hunger, with burning expectations. Am I communicating? Bring everybody in your family. Bring everybody. Don't come alone. Oh, come. I want this whole place packed. Am I communicating? Fatherly blessings. Kito Bakataya. I'm so excited in my spirit. It's going to be a swift supernatural shift for us. I don't know about you, me. After Sunday, I don't take off into the air. I don't change level. I will never return to this same level again forever. Come with hunger. Come thirsty. He said, I will pour. There are laws of impartation. I've taught you people before. Maleko barakataya. Don't come alone. So, leaders, mobilize your departments, HOD. All workers. If any worker that will miss Sunday meeting, leader or worker, you miss Sunday meeting, for no justifiable reason without any permission, just know that you will be relieved of your what? Your services will no longer be needed. After we have knocked your head, we'll now give you your sack letter, because you must be the biggest fool in the world. How can you miss Sunday service? Am I communicating? If they tell you that who is the greatest president now? Okay, US is still world power. US president is coming. Will you miss? Yea, a greater than US president is coming. We don't have any excuse. Am I communicating? And let's do our reading. And the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord. And the Lord delivered them into the hand of the Midian 7 years. Next verse. So they went into captivity. And the hand of the Midian prevailed against Israel. And because the Midianites, the children of Israel, because of the Midianites, the children of Israel made them the dens which are in the mountains and caves and strongholds. Can you see? Because of their enemy, the Midianite, oppressing them. The Bible said the children of Israel, they made houses inside dens. They were living inside there. And in mountains. And in caves and strongholds. Out of fear. They were living in hiding in these places. Running away from their enemies, the Midianites. Next verse. And so it was when Israel had sown. Israel sowed their seed in their farm. Now watch this. And this is where I'm going, you know. When Israel had sown, that the Midianites came up and the Amalekites, these are their enemies, and the children of the east, even they came up against them. After they have sown, the enemies attacked them. Verse 4. And they encamped against them and destroyed what? The increase of the earth. Can you see? After the children of Israel had sown, their enemies came up against them. Demonic gang up against them. Can you see that? And what? Destroy. You see? They are destroyers. This is very prophetic. They are demonic destroyers of people's harvest. They are demonic devourers of people's harvest. After they have labored. That's why some people are walking like elephants. No, nothing to show. Fruitless labor. Toiling and suffering. Struggling. Walking like elephant. Getting result like ant. Somebody say Tufia Kwa. Because of the activities of this demonic what? Devourers. They ganged up against the children of Israel. Destroy the increase of the earth till thou come unto Gaza and left no sustenance for Israel. Can you see this? Is it because they did not sow? But because of what? Their enemies. The activities of the enemy. Destroying and devouring their increase. Left no sustenance for Israel. Neither sheep, nor ox, nor ass. Nothing. Verse 5. For they came up with their cattle and their tents, and they came as grasshoppers for multitude. Look at the number of the enemies, like grasshoppers. The enemies mobilized the demonic gang up against the children of Israel. He said they came as what? Grasshoppers. For both they and their camels were without number. Ooh. Without number. And they entered into the land to what? To help them. To what? That's why I call them demonic destroyers. Devourers. Next verse. You need a system of protection. A system of security and safety. Even after sowing your seed, and after putting all the labors and input, or else it will amount, these demonic activities, if you allow them, permit them, they will make nonsense of all your labors and destroy your harvest. Tell your neighbor, not you. That will not be your portion in Jesus' name. And Israel was greatly impoverished. You see? Their economy went down. Both personal economy, family economy, and national economy. They became poor. Listen, there is a poverty that is due to ignorance. That's the person lack financial education. The person does not have financial literacy. He lacks financial intelligence. The person has what we call poverty mentality. The person has not developed wealth mentality. It's a mindset problem. That one you can cure through what? Knowledge. As I would say, read books and all of that, attend seminars, all of that. Now, then there is a poverty that is as a result of disobedience to the principles of wealth and prosperity. That this time around, it's not that the person is ignorant of what to do to prosper. The person knows what? He knows the principle to apply. He knows what to do, but the person has refused to apply it, so the person is still poor. No result. So that one is due to what? Disobedience and foolishness. Because if you are wise, you will do what you know. You are not wise until you do what you know. If you know you need to tithe to prosper, give to prosper, be diligent and all of that, and yet you are not doing it, that means you are not wise. You are a fool. He that heareth this saying of mine and doeth them, I will liken him to a wise man. So one definition of wisdom is doing the word of God you know and understand. Until you apply those principles you know, that will help your life, help your finances, help any other area, you are not wise. So there is the ignorance that is due to what? Disobedience to laws and principles. Foolishness. You refuse to apply them. Then there is the poverty, number three, that is due to demonic activities, demonic oppression. Some demons have vowed evil covenant, curses, all manner, demonic gang up. This type of poverty is like a yoke around the person's neck in the realm of the spirit. The person has been chained in the realm of the spirit. Am I communicating? It's a bondage. It's a spell that must be broken. And that one is only the anointing that can handle it. Attending financial seminar will not solve it all. Attending forex trading classes will not solve that one. Only the anointing will shatter that yoke and destroy it. Am I communicating? This is why after applying those principles that you know that will help you prosper, of course you should know them. If you don't know them at all, your own problem, your own poverty is very anointed then. You should know them. Go for financial intelligence, literacy, education. Get those books, learn those principles, then apply them. After doing all of that, you need the anointing. Because there are many people that are doing those things, yet why have they not prospered? Because some demons and witches have tied their financial destiny. That is where the anointing is needed. Say, it shall come to pass in that day, his burden shall be lifted from off thy shoulder, and his yoke from off thy neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed by reason of what? The anointing. It's the anointing that handles the activity of those demonic horns that have been lifted against individuals, families, even cities, villages, nations, territories. He said these are the horns that have scattered Judah, have scattered families, scattered people's financial destiny, economic destiny, so that nobody could raise their head. In other words, nobody is making any progress. Nobody is making headway. Nobody is prospering because of the activities of those demonic horns. And then God showed Prophet Zechariah. He said, look at the carpenters, the solution, prophetic carpenters. And I'm glad to announce to you that this Sunday, God is sending one of such prophetic carpenters. One of the grace on my father is a grace for prosperity. Wealth and abundance is one of the grace that must drop on us. On the pastor's page, I itemized like 8 graces minimum that I have counted. There are many more, but me, I have observed 8 that must drop this Sunday. Am I communicating? And we'll start praying about them. My pastor carries the anointing for wealth and prosperity. He is a prophetic carpenter. Kaligo Barakata. See, this year, by all means, you must prosper.
Amen.
Did you hear what I said?
Yes,
by what?
All
means. All scripture. I didn't say go and steal. All scriptural means. Not yahoo yahoo. All scriptural. Don't go and sleep with allergy. All scriptural means. See, the kind of poverty that is due to demonic bondage, curses and spell, does not answer to motivation. Motivation is good, but it does not answer to motivational speakers. Only the anointing. It bows to the anointing. I just give somebody wisdom. And Israel was greatly impoverished because of the Midianites, their enemies that is oppressing them. Do you know poverty is an oppression of the devil? In Luke 4 verse 18, when Jesus took that scroll and he read, he said, the spirit of the Lord God is upon me. He located the prophecy of Isaiah 61, concerning himself from verse 1. He said, the spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. The number one category of people that the anointing on Jesus was targeted against was the poor. The number one assignment of the anointing that came on Jesus is to destroy the yoke of poverty through the preaching of the gospel. Because it is through the gospel that God lifts the beggar out of the dunghill, out of the miry clay, and then supernaturally changes his level, changes his story, changes his state and his estate. And set him among what? The princes. Even the princes of the people. To make him inherit throne of glory. From the beggar in the dunghill. Look at supernatural shift. Yeah. A swift supernatural shift. Change of level, state, situation and status. From a beggar to a prince. How? Through the preaching of the gospel. Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It is the power, the dunamis power of God unto salvation. And the word salvation in the Greek is soteria. It's a compound word. It means what? Deliverance from poverty. It also means not just from sin, deliverance from sin and all the consequences of sin, including poverty. So soteria, inside that word salvation, salvation is like a package. Inside there is what? Salvation from sin, that's deliverance from sin, getting born again. Inside there is healing. Inside there is what? Prosperity, wealth, abundance. Inside there is protection, preservation, welfare. Everything you need that pertains to life and godliness is packaged inside that word salvation, including going to heaven. Everything is a compound word. So it's not just being born again, including receiving the Holy Spirit. They are all inside the salvation package. Am I communicating? So I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It is the power of God unto, you can also say, prosperity. So through the preaching of the gospel, you release the power to prosper upon people. Power to get wealth is unlocked as we preach the gospel. Am I communicating? They are not under the anointing. Okay, go back to our reading. It says Israel was greatly impoverished because of the Midianites and the children of Israel. You see, there are some people that Kai. In the realm of the spirit, demons have opened account for them, so that any money that is supposed to come to them is diverted to that demonic account. So in the spirit realm, that demonic account is very fat. They are millionaires and even billionaires, going by what is inside. But in the physical realm, they are in abject poverty and penury. But hear me, tonight we scatter all such. In fact, we transfer the money by reverse osmosis. You know, reverse osmosis. Yeah. We restore all those monies, that demonic diversion, demonic robbers. I preached one message one time, robbers of destiny. They are demonic robbers. The blessings that are supposed to come to people, people's harvest, they rob them in the spirit realm. So they don't see it in the physical. They only see it in their dream and vision. But they don't see it in the physical. Because demonic robbers have robbed them. Spoilers have spoiled them. What is the cure? Somebody say power. The anointing. That's how you settle those kind of issues. Israel was greatly impoverished because of the Midianite, and the children of Israel cried out unto the Lord, and then solution came. God sent them a prophet. Am I communicating? And then God raised Gideon. That was when the angel had to look. You see, God's method are men. Anytime you cry to God, see, let me tell you something. The ministry, there's what we call the ministry of the sent one, is one of the key to your harvest. I'll come to it in the course of this teaching. See, anytime you cry to God sometimes about a problem, he will send you somebody he has anointed. He will send you a prophet, the anointed, that carries the solution to your problem. But it's just that many don't recognize it. The anointing upon the anointed is public property. It's actually for you. It's for your good. So whether you will receive it is up to you. You must receive them with the right attitude. Am I communicating? So that what they carry will bless and benefit you. They cried to God and then God sent Gideon. Glory to God. Give me Malachi 3 verse. Malachi 3:10. What is the fifth requirement for your good harvest? 3:11. Malachi 3:11. You need a system of what? Protection. Protection from destroyers and devourers, represented by all those pest, insect, predators, rodents, and thieves, robbers. He said, I will rebuke. See. One of the blessings of tithing, look at it. This is one of the blessings of tithing. If you are not a consistent tither, receive grace to tithe consistently. Look at one of the blessings. God said, I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and he shall not destroy the fruit of your ground. That's your harvest. So, in other words, it's showing you that one of the ministry of the devourer is to destroy your harvest. These are demons sent on a mission by Satan to destroy people's harvest, their fruits. God said, when you tithe consistently, I will rebuke that devil, the devourer, for your sakes, and he shall not destroy the fruit of your ground. You see, some people, when they collect salary, that is when everybody start falling sick in the house. That's part of the ministry of the devourer, and they are not tithers. They tell them tithe. They say, pastor, where is the money they serve to tithe? Okay, continue. When you don't tithe, you open the door for those devourers to come and start operating illegally. This one is sick. Before you know, the Russian goes. Before you know, they're saying a surgery. How much? The money for the surgery is more than the salary you collected. That will not be your portion. The activities of the devourer. You use anything and everything to just finish people's money. The day money enter, that is the day your phone lost. Your car develop engine knock. Things that will just be eating up the money. God say, when you tithe consistently, I will what? Rebuke the devourer for your sake. There will be no more losses. Because their ministry is to bring about losses. It shall not destroy the fruit of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field. Even miscarriage. Listen, oh. See, let me tell you, if you are a child of God, miscarriage is not for you. I'm talking to people that are married now. Miscarriage is not for you. If you are a child of God and you are a consistent tither, one of the blessings of tithing is that God said, you will not miscarry. You will not suffer miscarriage. Look at it there. It says, your what? Neither shall your vine cast a fruit before the time in the field. This is part of the activities of the devourer. It's demons that are responsible for miscarriage. As a doctor, I see some women sometimes, 5 miscarriage in 1 year. It's demonic. Am I communicating? Every time you are pregnant, you miscarry. There are some women that they've not given birth, because every time they give birth, they miscarry. Demons. My number one counsel I usually give people like that, victims of habitual miscarriage, recurrent miscarriage. I said, do you tithe? Are you a consistent tither? No, you see, God said, when you tithe consistently, you will not miscarry like that. So that you can stand your ground and use your authority and deal with that demon behind the miscarriage. Am I communicating? Near success syndrome. When you tithe consistently, God will eradicate near success syndrome from your life. It's part of this. He said, neither shall your vine cast fruit before the time, before the time. In other words, there will be no near success syndrome. All this, I almost got the contract. I almost married that guy. I almost got that breakthrough. All this near success syndrome. I almost got 2-1. I almost got first class. I almost got the job. I almost got the admission. Almost cannot kill a bird. When you tithe consistently, one of the blessings, God say, I will destroy near success syndrome. Paligo barakataya. Are you getting blessed? Because it's part of the activity of the devourer. Miscarriage, near success syndrome. Destroying people's harvest. Are you learning something? Revelation 9:11. Every demonic devourer or destroyer will be judged tonight. The demons that make people labor without any tangible result to show, without any tangible fruit of their labor, those demons will be judged tonight. Yes. The demons behind demonic delays, losses, unnecessary losses, satanic stagnation, by the anointing we judge them tonight. Revelation 9:11, he said, and they had a king over them, which is the angel of the bottomless pit, whose name in the Hebrew tongue is what? Abaddon. But in the Greek tongue had his name what? Apollyon. These are names of demons. Give me an Amplified. Amplified throws more light on this. These are destroyers. Okay, look at it in Amplified. He said, over them as king, they have the angel of the abyss, of the bottomless pit. In the Hebrew, the name of this angel of the bottomless pit or abyss, his name is what? Abaddon. What's the meaning of Abaddon? Destruction. But in the Greek, his name is called what? Apollyon. What's the meaning of Apollyon? Destroyer. Destroying people's harvest. Responsible for losses. That's why I said the fifth requirement for a good harvest is that you need a system of what? Protection. How does the protection come? Somebody say, by the anointing. Ayaka barakataya. Apart from the anointing, first of all, you have to live by the word of God. Obey the principles of the word of God. Do what God's word say. God's word say tithe, tithe. He say give, give. Be diligent, be diligent. Am I communicating? God's word say pray, pray. Be a doer of the word. Be committed to doing the word of God. To provoke your supernatural harvest. Be diligent in application of kingdom principles. Then we talk about the anointing. Kase lo vrakatia. Give me Isaiah 9:4. This is how you deal with destroyers, devourers, the enemy. Kebele ko vraka pamanosia. He said, for thou hast broken the yoke of his housing, of his burden. Thou hast what? Broken the yoke of his burden and the staff of his shoulder and the rod of his oppressor, as in the day of Midian. You remember Midian that we just read about? How God broke through what? Gideon. Remember, Gideon later led those 300 and defeated the Midianites and their enemies and liberated the children of Israel from that demonic bondage. So that's the story that is being recounted here. Give me in NIV, New International Version. Every of such yoke is breaking tonight. There are entire families that their financial destiny, their academic destiny, their economic destiny is being imprisoned, is being caged. Listen, tonight when it is time to pray, because fire will burn. Every chain, every prison house where they kept your money, Keligo Vraske Tolika Bagadia, every demonic blockade to the flow of your finances, it will catch fire tonight. He said, for us in the day of Midian's defeat, remember who defeated them? Gideon that led those 300. You have shattered, somebody say shattered. Every demonic shackles is shattered tonight. Satanic barriers, they are broken tonight. Kaligo Barakata, you have shattered the yoke that burdens them. Every yoke of financial burden, Kilafrendos Ketia, they are shattered tonight. He said they bar across their shoulder. That is a symbol of servitude and slavery. Haven't you seen slaves? You see those bars around their neck. It's a sign of slavery. The rod of the oppressor of individuals and family, they are broken by the anointing. Every rod of the oppressor, staff of the oppressor, I come with the rod of a higher priesthood, and in the name of Jesus, by the anointing of the Holy Ghost, I decree that demonic rod of oppression, destruction, that is molesting families, individuals represented here, they are broken by the anointing. Give me Isaiah 10:27. Isaiah 10:27. It shall come to pass in that day that his burden, whose burden? Satan's burden, shall be taken away. Somebody say taken away. From off thy shoulder, and his yoke from off thy neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed. Because of what? The anointing. Eya gabara kataya. It's not because of your university degree. It's not. See, demons don't respond to titles. It doesn't matter. Thank God for education, but demons, though, they don't respond to that one. You may be a professor. You may have 20 professorial titles and be heavily oppressed and be bound by demons. They only respond to power. Somebody say power. That's the language of spiritual power. That's the language that demons respect and obey. Say unto God, how terrible art thou in thy works, for through the greatness of thy power shall thy enemies submit themselves. Not through how many degrees you bagged, through the what? Greatness of thy power. Malakus keti laka brande ke palataya. Am I communicating? Jele kufre ketina. He said, and the yoke from off thy neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. Not because of your age, your weight, your size in the physical. No. He's talking on your spirit. I like the way I'm playing. Give me NIV. NIV. NIV say, because you have grown too fat. Hey, yeah, yeah, yeah. In that day, their burden will be lifted from thy shoulders, and their yoke from your neck, and the yoke will be broken because you have grown so fat. In other words, you cannot be yoked. You have become so thick, you are covered with thickness. He said, but Jeshurun waxed fat and kicked. He said, for thou hast grown fat, thou hast grown thick, you have become unyokable. That, see, as we are feeding you with the word of God, as the spirit, these 14 days, don't miss any day. As the word of God, the spirit of God is being ministered to you. Do you know you are gaining weight in the spirit? As you are fasting, you may be losing weight in the physical, no problem. But be gaining weight. Hey, the word of God is increasing your weight. You are gaining weight. You are becoming, you are growing fat spiritually. Your spirit man is gaining weight until you become too fat. Every yoke, you can't be yoke again. It can't go round your neck. Because you have grown so fat. Let me tell you, neighbor, I'm fatting up. This is a spiritual fattening center. I say this place is a spiritual what? Fattening center. We are fattening you with the word of God and with the anointing. So that you cannot, you become unyokable, inoppressible. Kaligo balatas ka brantesco tekida. I hear in Akwa Ibom. In their culture, when a lady from Akwa, who is from Akwa Ibom, yeah, let me see your hand. Okay, thank you, thank you. I hear, oh, you are Akwa Ibom, wonderful. I hear that when a lady wants to marry, before the marriage, before the wedding day, they will put you in fattening room. Am I right? Fattening what? You come and tell, will you tell us about it some other time? We don't have time now. Fattening room, so that you just be chopping different orishi-rishi, anything you want to chop. They don't want you to do any work. People will be doing the work for you. They will fetch water. You want to sweep? No, don't sweep. You know, your own is just to chop, relax, watch movie, you know, whatever. And then you'll be rubbing those cream, looking fresh. By the time you come out, your husband will see. He say, "Is this my bride?" The metamorphosis will happen to you. You have gained weight. You are now occupying space, and you are looking very fresh. Am I communicating? AGMI is fattening room. Let me tell you, this is a fattening room. A refreshment center, so that you become fat and fresh. By the time we are done with you, these 14 days, don't miss you. Praise God. Let me take one more before we pray. Are you enjoying these requirements for a good harvest? I don't want you to miss out of any of it. The sixth requirement for a bumper harvest, bountiful harvest, good harvest, in this year of supernatural harvest is a lighting system. Somebody say lighting system. Put in bracket sunlight. Yes, clap for him. Yes. He's following and he's even writing. Everybody get up. Clap for this young. Clap for him. Shake me. Good. Look at him. He's writing. Some of you are not as old as you are. You should be ashamed of yourself. See, this small boy is writing, taking notes. He's following himself. See, you might be seated. You need a lighting system. A lighting system. A system that will supply you light. That will give you light. In bracket, just put sunlight. How many of you know that without sunlight, without light, plant cannot grow? You know, for your crop to grow, there's what we call, for a plant to grow, there's what we call conditions for germination, right? And one of them, you must have a favorable climatic condition, favorable weather and climate, conducive environment. And that talks of all these parameters. It talk of rainfall. We've looked at rain, watering system. You talk about the atmospheric pressure. Okay, you talk about humidity, right? Temperature. Am I communicating? Wind, air. Am I communicating? Now, out of them, I'm picking sunlight. Okay? I'm picking sunlight. And then I will tell you why this one is absolutely important. Why it is an absolute necessity for you to reap a good harvest. Have you heard of photosynthesis? Let's come to agriculture and biology. Photosynthesis is from two words. Photo and what? Synthesis. What is photo? Synthesis. Production. Is a process by which plants, right? Green plant, they capture the energy from the light of the sun and then utilize it to what? Manufacture or produce their what? Their what? Their food, which becomes the product that you see in the crop, your harvest that you eat. Am I communicating? Can photosynthesis happen without sunlight? It cannot happen in the dark. If I, in agric, is it biology? Those, it comes out in exam now. There's this experiment, two plants like that. One is in the dark, another one is exposed to light. And then you see, is it positive geotropism? The plant growing towards the light. And then the one that is in the dark does not grow. That's to tell you that sunlight is an absolute necessity for photosynthesis to occur. Plant cannot grow without it. As it is in the physical. You know, every truth in the physical has a parallel in the spirit realm. Am I communicating? You need a lighting system. You need sunlight for you to, for your crop to grow, and for you to reap your harvest. And what is this light, sunlight that we're talking about? Let's look at it. Malachi chapter 3. This is a very prophetic teaching. Malachi chapter 4 verse 2. Malachi 4 verse 2. Malachi 4 verse 2. He said, but unto you that fear my name shall the son of what? Righteousness. The son of righteousness arise with what? Healing in his wings. And he shall go forth and grow up as calf of the stall. Now who is that son of righteousness? Who is that son of righteousness with healing in his wings? Who is he? Somebody shout the name. Jesus. You need a lighting system. You need sunlight. The son of righteousness. Okay, follow me carefully. We are on a journey, right? So Jesus is the son of righteousness. Now give me Luke chapter 1 verse 78. Luke chapter 1 verse 78. Very fast. Through the tender mercy of our God, whereby the day spring from on high has visited us. The day spring from on high. The day spring from on high has what? Visited us. Next verse. to give light to them. Now, that day spring from on high is talking of Jesus. This was a prophetic word from Zechariah. Am I communicating? It says, to give light to them that sit in darkness and in the shadow of death. So this day spring from on high, this Jesus that has been born, he said he shall give light to them that sit in darkness and in the shadow of death to guide our feet into the way of peace. Can you shout amen? You need a system of light. He says, arise, thou that sleepest, and Christ shall give thee light. Arise, thou that sleepest, Christ shall give thee light. If you want your harvest, you need that light that comes from Christ, the light of Christ. Am I communicating? Give me John chapter 1 verse 4. John chapter 1 verse 4. John 1 verse 4 is talking about Jesus. If you start reading from verse 1, in the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. All things were made by him. Without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life. Zoe. The life of God. And the life, the Zoe, was the light. Somebody say light. The light of men. And light connotes, among other things, civilization. Am I communicating? And it influences culture and civilization. Light brings development. Light brings civilization. Light gives direction. Light gives guidance. Am I communicating? Light gives wisdom, understanding, knowledge. And then in John 8 verse 12, Jesus boldly declared, I am the light of the world. John 8:12, I am the light of the world. He that what? Follows me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have what? The light of life. If you follow him, you know, if you follow him, he said, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. You enjoy divine guidance and direction. And Jesus is the word made flesh. So you will not stumble in darkness. You will not miss road. You will not be confused. You won't be a victim of confusion and misdirection. I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. John chapter 14 John 14, 16, then you now give me 26. John 14, 16. Now, Jesus is the light, right? He's the Son of Righteousness, is the light. I will say you need a lighting system for you to get your harvest. Now, watch this. When Jesus was done with his earthly ministry, shortly before he went to the cross, he began to talk to the disciple about the Holy Spirit, the person and the ministry of the Holy Spirit, that is going to send the Holy Ghost to come and take over from where he stopped. Am I communicating? For him to come and commence his earthly ministry. And look at what Jesus told his disciple. I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter. Mark that word, another comforter. In other words, Jesus was the initial comforter they had. You know, when Jesus told them, I'm going, I'm leaving you people, they became sad, they became depressed, sorrowful. But they are wondering, so who will help us? Jesus, you know, you are leaving us like that. Jesus, no, I won't leave you as orphans. I won't leave you comfortless. He said, I will send you another comforter. The Greek word is allos parakletos, one called to walk side by side with you. You see, allos. Another one. That the Greek word for another is allos. Allos means another one of the same kind. There are two Greek words for the English word another. Anywhere you see another in the New Testament, there are two Greek words. Number one is allos. The other Greek word is heteros. Heteros means another one of a different kind. But allos means another one of the same kind. So that's to tell you, Jesus and the Holy Spirit, they are of the same kind. You know, remember, they are both members of the Trinity, and both of them are God. Jesus is God, the Holy Ghost is God. They are fully God. It's just that this is God finding expression in different dimensions. Am I communicating? Different offices like that. Yeah, I've taught the concept of Trinity before. It's not three different people. Mm-mm. Okay, let me use myself as an example. My humble self. Now, watch this. I am the pastor, the apostle over Avalanche of Glory Ministry, right? At the same time, I am the husband to my wife, Pastor Simi, right? At the same time, I'm a medical doctor. Imagine a patient coming to see me in the hospital. To the patient, who am I? A doctor. I won't start preaching to the person at that. Of course, we do evangelism. But are you getting me? I'm holding crusade. Say, gather all the patients in GOPD. Lift up your hands now. We are worshiping the Lord. Now call intimacy. They will sack me from work that day. Now listen. We do evangelism with wisdom, though. Now listen. To the doctor, to the patient coming to see me in the hospital, who am I? A medical doctor. But to my wife, who am I? And to my children, to them people born and baby love, I am daddy. You understand? To my wife, I am a husband. Now to AGMI, who am I? Am I three different people? It's the same person. That is how the Trinity is. To the patient, doctor. So we talk about God the Father, God the Son, Jesus, God the Holy Spirit. In many people's mind, they see them as three different people. No, they are not three different people. Just like I am not three different people. To my patient, I'm a doctor. To AGMI, I'm apostle, I'm pastor. To my family, I am what? Husband, I'm daddy. But it's the same me. The same God the Father came in bodily form as Jesus. The same God the Father, the same God came as the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is not one third God. He is what? Fully God. Don't be distracted. They will fix the light. Am I communicating? You need to understand the concept of Trinity. Eh? Because some people have a very wrong understanding of Trinity. They think God the Father is the most powerful, followed by Jesus, his Son. Then Holy Spirit, they will now draw one dove on Jesus' shoulder. And Naim be the least most powerful for their mind. No, the Holy Spirit is 100% God. Jesus is 100% God. God the Father is 100%. He's the same person in three different offices and forms. Am I communicating? Each of the Trinity have their unique function depending on their office. For instance, Jesus is the only member of the Godhead that has a physical, that has a body. Because only him came to the earth realm and was born of Virgin Mary. God the Father is a spirit. The Holy Spirit is a spirit. You can't see those ones. But you can see Jesus. You can touch his hand. You can even see the nail pierced hands. Am I communicating? So Jesus said, I will send you another comforter. Allos Parakletos. another one of the same kind. Another one of the same kind is of my kind, the God kind. And what will happen? That he may abide with you forever. Somebody say forever.
Forever.
He won't leave you. He said, I will never ever leave you. I will never ever what? Forsake you. Now give me verse 26. Go to verse 26. That same John 14:26. John 14:26. He said, but the comforter, which is who? The Holy Ghost. Somebody say, what's the difference between Holy Spirit and Holy Ghost? What's the difference between Holy Ghost and Holy Spirit? What's the difference between Holy Spirit and Holy Ghost? They are the same thing. They are the same. The same person. The difference is King James Version. King James Version uses Holy Ghost. Other version uses Holy Spirit. And we preacher will like Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. I receive anointing. I receive anointing. You understand? We like Holy Ghost. Somebody say it is sweet when you say Holy Ghost. The thing is sweet, pass Holy Spirit from out. He said, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name. Watch this. The Holy Ghost doesn't have a name of his own. He answers to the name of Jesus. See, the whole Godhead, they answer to the name of Jesus. That is how much God have honored that name. His name is not Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit is only describing his personality, that he is holy and he is a spirit, not a body. That's not his name. He doesn't have a name peculiar to himself, but however, he answers to the name of Jesus. Am I communicating? He was sent in that name. He shall teach you all things. People that say the Holy Spirit is a force that pushes people, that makes them speak in tongues, that make them prophesy, is more than a force. The Holy Spirit has a force, but is a person. The Holy Spirit is not just power. He is the source of the power. He is a person. He has power. He can speak. He can teach. Can a force teach you? Look at it. He shall teach you all things. Is it not a personality that teaches? He has mouth, he speaks. You can hear his voice. He can talk to you. He teach you how many things? Does that include your academic, all those people writing exam? Does that include that course that they say is difficult? Nothing is too difficult for you. Don't believe a lie. No course. As a student, put one on your head. Say no course. No subject. No topic. No exam. No test is too difficult for me. The Holy Spirit that I have on my inside, he teaches me all things. I have received an anointing from the Holy Spirit within me, and that anointing teaches me all things, teaches me all subjects, teaches me all courses. Yes. You are not dull. How can you have the Holy Spirit and say you are dull? You have believed a lie. He shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance. He gives you magnetic memory so that you don't forget. You know, there are people that they read. It's as if the demons from their village is waiting for them at the gate, examination hall gate. So after they don't jack, do TDP, put their leg inside water, I say, read, I must not sleep. They read throughout the night. Now, as they are screening students, they are showing ID card, entering exam hall, the demon from their village is waiting for them. As they are about to enter, I just knock their head and everything they read is gone. They go blank. So all the result of their reading is zero. They enter the hall, look at question paper, they have gone blank. So that in 10 minutes, they don't even know what to write again. They are already eating their biro. And then giraffe, their neck have suddenly become longer than before. They are giraffing. When they say come for prayer meeting, come for this, you don't want it. You say, me, I will read from morning till night. Okay, continue. Don't know that life is spiritual. Am I communicating? Some demons can even make some people read. Some demons, they are always even worse. They will even allow the person to enter and write the exam. Then they will just snatch the script. So the person becomes a victim of missing script. Am I communicating? He said, he shall teach you all things, bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have told you. Now, go back to 16. See, the cure for poor memory is the Holy Spirit. Learn to pray in tongues. I taught you yesterday that praying in tongues boosts your immune system by 50%, increases, enlarges your mental capacity, including your memory. Sharp. You have magnetic memory. The more you pray in tongues, the more your ability to remember and recall things. So that you can read, you can recall, you can remember when it matters the most during exam. Am I communicating? And I will pray the Father, give me amplified. I will give you another comforter. Let's look at some synonyms of the Holy Spirit. And I will ask the Father, he will give you another comforter. So, watch this. The Holy Spirit is a person. So, you must first recognize his person. Recognize him as a person. And then receive his ministry. He has a ministry in you to fulfill inside you. And then he has a ministry through you to the church and to the world. Am I communicating? He comes to fulfill a ministry in you to help you to partner with you. And then he fulfills a ministry through you to the body of Christ and then to the world at large. So you must recognize his person. Get to know him as a person. Your prayer, when you recognize this person, your prayer will cease to be a one-sided communication. It will now become like a dynamic dialogue, not a monotonous monologue. Prayer is not just praying to God. It is praying what? Prayer is not just talking to God. It is talking with God. So you expect him to hear and then talk back to you. Prayer is incomplete without hearing from God. And who is that God you hear from? The Holy Spirit. See, Jesus is no longer on earth. He's in heaven, seated at the right hand of the Father. Papa God, the God the Father, does not leave his throne. He's there in the heaven forever. The God with us on earth now and in us is the Holy Spirit. So get to know him. He has been sent to help you, to partner with you, so that you enjoy your supernatural harvest. Recognize this person. Some people know about God, but they don't know God. They have read about God. They taught them in CRK. Or is it CRS? But they don't know God. They've never encountered him. They don't know him. They don't even know his voice. Kenneth Hagin said, if the Holy Spirit was to appear in form of a man wearing cap, walking down the road, there are many Christians that will not recognize him. And it's true. Many Christians don't recognize him. You want to travel. The Holy Spirit is telling you, don't enter that bus. Don't enter that bus. Because that bus is marked for demolition. There are demons that have, in fact, accident. The devil has planned accident for that bus. He said, don't enter that bus, don't enter. But many Christians don't know his voice. So they enter sheepishly, foolishly. And then that is how people die. People now say, why will God allow such good person to die? God, is this fair? You check him. As if God is wicked. No, the Holy Spirit spoke to the parent. The parent did not ignore his voice. May your ear be open to the voice and leading of the Spirit. Every spiritual blindness and deafness is cured tonight. I bless you with a seeing eye, a hearing ear, a wise and understanding heart. He's a person. Receive his ministry. Benny Hinn said, oh, read his book, Good Morning, Holy Spirit. Catherine Kuhlman opened our eyes to the person of the Holy Spirit. She started relating with him as a person. Benny Hinn followed suit. Benny Hinn said one day he was enjoying fellowship with the Holy Spirit. He was in the upstairs like that. And then it was time for him to come downstairs. It's time for dinner. His family, they are waiting for him. Come and eat. They came and called him. He said he was about to go, leave his prayer closet to go and join them downstairs. He said he felt a hand, as intangibly. Just come, sir. Thank you. Just turn, face them. Just sit here, sir. Now, this is Benny Hinn, fellowshipping with the Holy Spirit. And then, she won't come. Just imagine you are Benny Hinn's siblings. You are his brother or sister. You came to call him that food is ready. Come downstairs and eat. Oh, yeah, let's go. He's fellowshipping with the Holy Spirit. Oh. Come and call him. Tarry with me 15 more minutes. He said that was how the Holy Spirit drew him like this. He said, I've forgotten how many more minutes, either 10 or 15, I forgot. He said that was where he knew that the Holy Spirit is a person. Celebrate them. You can go and see that. Am I communicating? I remember when I was in 100 level, there was this lady, I still remember her faith, very prayerful lady, then in my church, you know, she was telling me one day that I admired her relationship with the Holy Spirit. She knew the Holy Spirit as a person. She was telling me that even when she's dressing, when she dresses and stands in front of the mirror and she's okay with herself, before she goes out, she will ask the Holy Spirit, am I looking okay? The clothes I'm wearing, the makeup, everything, is it okay? I'm telling you, if I sometimes she says she normally asks the Holy Spirit which clothes should I wear as I'm going out. The Holy Spirit will tell her, wear this one. Then she will wear clothes. The Holy Spirit says, no, remove this skirt, it's too short. Change the clothes. It will make some people to lust after you. It's revealed. Because some Christian lady, they don't wear anything. So you now see Christian lady in competition for baddest dressing with the people of the world. You show chest, you show back, you show everything. You don't listen to the Holy Ghost. He will never tell you to dress indecently. He will tell you to dress decently and moderately. Am I communicating? Some ladies have been raped. That's how they lost their virginity. They wanted to go and visit that their boyfriend. The Holy Ghost was telling them, don't go, because he can see danger. The guy has planned danger. Even the drink he will give you, he has put sleeping medicine. He said, don't go. But they are too deaf to hear. They are too deaf. Say, we have an appointment. I've already promised him. So they will dress, do their makeup, do their lipstick. Marie Kay, which one again? Lip gloss, which one again? Like a lamb led to the slaughter, to be raped. You don't know, you are even doing yanga. You don't know that is, you are on your way. Highway to being raped. Highway to losing your virginity. You know, that's the truth. Lamb, by the time the thing happened, you have killed me. Oh, hey. If you had listened to the Holy Spirit, you would not have landed yourself in trouble. He is your comforter. He is your counselor. He will give you the advice that even expert cannot give you. You are a forex trader. You trade crypto. Listen to the Holy Spirit. He knows where the money is. You are a business person. Listen to him before you invest. You make decisions. He is your helper. Learn to partner with him. The Bible says we are laborers together with God. Don't die doing ministry in your own power. Learn to partner with the Holy Spirit. Recognize his partnership. Use his grace. Use his ability. Use his power. Am I communicating? Partner with him. Don't do the work of God without partnering with the God of the work, without utilizing the grace, the anointing, and the ability of the God of the work. Or else you may die. Am I communicating? He is your intercessor. He is your advocate. He is your strengthener. Hey! This is why you can't run out of strength. He is your strengthener. He energizes you from within. Just like I'm feeling stronger than the way I came. I don't know about you. Hey! He's injecting strength. Like, you know the way nurses give injection. You are receiving doses of strength injection. Supernatural strength. He's your strengthener. He's your standby. Just like standby Jen. Hey! When you run out of option, he's your standby. Hey! He's always there as your standby. When it looks as if nothing is working, just turn on the standby gen. You know, you don't complain about NEPA when you have standby gen. Am I communicating? When worldly options fail, is your standby that he may remain with you forever. He say he will guide you into all truth. He's your sure guide. Allow him to lead you to your harvest. He knows where the money is. He knows where the contract, the business, the jobs are. He knows the right appointed husband for you. He knows the right appointed wife for you. He will lead you to your harvest. Am I communicating? The Bible says, the psalmist said, the Lord is my shepherd. And one of the job of the shepherd is to guide the sheep. To lead the sheep. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Why? Because he leads me beside the still water. He will lead you to green pasture. Am I communicating? He maketh me lie down in green pasture. Are you the one? Let me ask you a question. Are you the one leading yourself, or will you allow the Holy Spirit, who is wiser than you, to lead you? Follow his lead. Let him be your shepherd this year. He will bring you into your harvest. He will lead you into prepared blessings, into favored places, into places where your prophetic packages and portions are waiting for you. Am I communicating? Is your sure guide. Male koboko sabagadaya. Engres kotekidash. Ala frido sependo kafrido setina. You will not make wrong decisions anymore. This Holy Spirit will guide you. You will not read and forget anymore. He will give you magnetic memory. He will bring everything to your remembrance. He will teach you all things. Am I communicating? Isaiah 48 verse 17. He said, I am the Lord thy God that teacheth thee to prosper. The Holy Ghost is the best forex trader, the best forex teacher. The best crypto, what do they call those people? The best. He said he will what? Thus saith the Lord thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, I'm the Lord thy God, which teacheth thee to profit. He doesn't teach you to losses. He teacheth you to profit. Lift up your hands. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I receive the person. I recognize the person and the ministry of the Holy Ghost. From today, I am open to receive is teaching ministry, to teach me to prosper, to make profit. So therefore, no more losses. Yes, no more losses in every area of your life. No more academic losses. No more failures in your academics, in your business. No more losses, no more frustration, no more failures in your finances, in your family, in your business, in your job. No more losses, no more failures, no more frustration. By the power of the Holy Ghost, He is my teacher. He teaches you to profit, and He leads you in the way that thou shouldest go. In that same Isaiah 48:21, He said, they tested not when He led them. He clave the rock also, and the waters gushed out. You want to move to the gushing realm of life to enjoy abundant harvest? Subscribe to the person, subscribe to the leadership of the Holy Spirit. Follow His lead. Don't trust in your brain too much. Your brain is limited. Your intelligence, your natural human intelligence is limited. Be wise enough to follow the voice of your shepherd. Allow Him lead you into your wealthy place. Let Him show you the business to do, the job to take, the husband to marry, the wife to marry. Am I communicating? Kilo bakasaya. As many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. He didn't say as many that are led by money. A lot of people are money led. Am I communicating? Allow God to talk to you before you japa to Yankee in search of green pasture. Allow God lead you. Ladies, allow God lead you. Don't just follow the guy's money. Allow God lead you. Be led by the Spirit. Allow God lead you. Am I communicating? Don't be led by opportunities. Don't be led by money. Don't be led by friends. Everybody is doing it. Is your name everybody? Don't be led by peer pressure. Don't be led by all those nice things. Be led by the Spirit of God. As many as are led. So you see, follow the leadership of the Holy Spirit. May your ear be open to hear His voice. May your eyes be open to see what He is showing you. Subscribe to the leadership of the Spirit. Submit, absolute submission to His will, to His plans, His purposes for your life. Yield to the Spirit. Be submitted to Him, His government. Completely surrender to Him. In absolute obedience, obey the voice and the leading of the Spirit. Am I communicating? To get your harvest, you need a lighting system. And we say the light represents who? Jesus, and then the Holy Spirit. And the two are one. So, in other words, that lighting system is talking about the presence and leadership of the Holy Spirit. The presence and leading of the Spirit of God. That's what that lighting system represents. You want your harvest. This is how you get it. No wonder Isaiah 60:1 say, arise and shine. For your light ask, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. So the light of His glory is risen upon you. Amen. And the glory of God talks of the manifest presence of God. And light gives direction. Light represents leadership. Rise to your feet. Have you learned something today? I gave you two keys to the supernatural harvest. Two requirements today. What's the first one we looked at? A system of what? Protection. From who? From which people? Destroyers, devourers, demonic destroyers and devourers of your harvest, right? That's the enemy. Thieves, robbers, predators, etc. Then the second one we looked at today, second requirement for your good harvest, a lighting system. And what does a lighting system represent? Presence and leadership of the Holy Spirit. Because the Holy Spirit is another comforter. Jesus was the first one. Jesus is the Son of Righteousness. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. His presence, the light of His glory, the light of His manifest presence, guiding and directing you, empowering you. The Holy Spirit is a secret of power. Remember, He's your strengthener. He empowers you. The power of the Spirit. When Prophet Jangfa was preaching on Sunday, he said you need power, strength to bring in your harvest. And that power comes from the Holy Spirit. Acts 1:8, ye shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost is come upon you. You need to be empowered to reap your supernatural harvest. Without power, you will be weak and beggarly, and demons will exploit you and rub your nose in the mud. Life is a game of power. I like that statement. The man of God said on Sunday, he said, life is a game of power. The weak are being oppressed. It takes power. I want you to lift up your voice. These 2 points we've looked at. I want you to use your authority. Jesus said, behold, I give unto you power to trample upon all serpents and scorpions. Kaligo braskatania, angalaka tuze freketia, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. You are going to take authority over demonic devourers, demonic destroyers of your harvest. Keleparose brigedila kapatai. You are going to take authority over them, and in the name of Jesus, Keliko prende kebagadia, they will not devour your harvest this year. Kelebaka sonde legedia, prende keparakatai. You are going to put an end to their oppression.
We believe you're blessed by this message. Our goal is to raise a glory generation that will walk in kingdom dominion and manifest the word of God as a lifestyle. To download more messages by Dr. Lucas Satlong King or to partner with us, please visit www.hmionline.org. Subscribe to our YouTube and Telegram channel. Also follow us on Facebook and Instagram at the Avalanche of Glory Ministries International. Call 006-530-2610 or 0703-699-1158 for more information. We love and celebrate you.